Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, welcome back to the MFers. I do want to dive into the biggest mystery of the season, which is probably what happened during that bye week. But first, let's take some calls. 617-779-7937. Are you buying what Adrian Phillips said? That they were there physically, they just weren't there mentally. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. He's got some thoughts on that one. Tim, go ahead, buddy. I can't pull you up right now. There
hey.
It is.
What's up, gentlemen? Hey, I didn't get to talk in the end when you guys were almost near your end of your show, but I'll just bring up, I think, Kristen, you're 100% right. I just made you screen his ears bleed because I said the same thing. This kid wasn't telling the truth. They just don't have the talent, and they showed it. Unfortunately, I love the team, and I'm hoping the best for him in the future. But the thing is, they didn't have the talent. They got exposed yesterday, really, was the day I say they got exposed. Now, the thing is, look at Mac. Mac played a great game. Did you see that pass in the end zone? I thought, before he even got there, I said, it's a touchdown. And all of a sudden, that Pro Bowl pick came in from Micah Hyde.
Tim, you thought the Bills were that much better than the Patriots? Tim, you thought the Bills were that much better than the Patriots? That they got exposed.
You know what, Lou? All year long, I really did. I thought they were better. They had more talent. 100%, brother.
All right,
and the thing is, I say, all right, last thing I'm going to say, which I 2 years ago I called when I talked with both you guys. I said I thought when Brady was gone, unfortunately, but the thing is, when he took off, I said, you know what's going to take 3 to 5 years to get back to where we can be really competitive and then hope we can wind up getting to that big game and winning something. You know what I mean?
I hear but you.
I know a lot of people are like, look at, did you see Mac, throw that block?
I missed all those calls this week, though, about how the Patriots were going to get exposed and get destroyed by the Bills and how the Bills were a better team. I didn't get many of those calls last week before the game.
No, it is almost embarrassing to make yourselves feel better about the loss. You create the reasons why. I guess some athletes do that. Like, you're not willing to accept that you got physically manhandled. There's that whole saying that there's not a better feeling for an offensive lineman than pushing him against his will, right? Like, he's fighting you and he can't do anything about it. Like, there's no better feeling for an offensive, you're going to run it. They know you're going to run it, but they can't stop you. Like, that feels really good. So I kept asking you, even during the break, I said, you have one choice, okay? And forget about what the real reason is or whether or not guys should do it or not. Would you rather be criticized for being mentally unready or being physically beat up?
No, I understand that. You asked me, and he said, gun to your head. I said, okay, I understand that. Gun to your head, yeah.
You would say mentally.
I didn't want to say a guy physically beat me up, so mentally, yes. But a gun wasn't to his head. They didn't sit there and say, you got to choose one of two, Adrian. He just gave it up. He just gave it up. What was wrong? Like, he didn't have to say that they weren't there mentally. Nobody was asking him if they were just more physical and just a better football team. It was just what happened. And he just gave it up. Like, mentally, we weren't there. So it brings us back, and as a matter of fact, Adrian Phillips is another guy we're going to use. Because remember early in the year, I think they were 2-4. And at that time, a lot of the players coming out of that locker room, that week after falling to 2-4, Tampa Bay, we're not a 2-4 team. We don't feel like a 2-4 team. And they rallied off 7 straight. He said, you know what? They were right. They weren't a 2-4 team. But it was guys that kept talking about this 2-4 mentality while they were winning 5, 6, 7 straight. Adrian Phillips, after the Tennessee game, explained what that 2-4 mentality was that they were keeping.
Basically, it's not listening to the outside noise. just knowing where we came from and knowing where we're trying to go. We knew what we had at the beginning of the season. We just weren't winning. Now it's the same thing, just keeping our head down, and we'll see the chips fall where they may, but basically just focusing on the next game and doing our best to prepare and go out there and beat whoever we're playing, which is this week the Bills.
So that's your 2-4 mentality. So what happened to Bye?
Where'd he go?
He just said, like, you know, we didn't listen to the noise. I think they started listening to the noise during that bye week. I think that was the problem.
The noise being you guys are awesome?
2-4 mentality. Screw that. We're 9-4. Yeah. We're number one seed. Screw the 2. We just took care of Tennessee. We just took care of Buffalo. Like, what are we talking about? Listen to this. They're talking about, you know, who's the threat to the Patriots? They're turning on Maloney and Forey, and every caller saying nobody. Patriots are the biggest threat to the Patriots. Like, that's it. They're not afraid of anybody in this division or this conference. They're the best team in the AFC. And they started having a 9-4 mentality. They didn't have a 2-4 mentality anymore. Like, they became, like, front runners and think overconfident and thinking that they lost that, like, that edge, that grind, and pay attention to detail and realize we're not that good. We got to, you know, we're better than 2-4, but we're not that good. We got to start paying attention to detail and busting our ass at practice and having good weeks. Not feel sorry for ourselves a week getting ready for the Colts. Like, they completely lost it. They started listening to clippings. They started thinking they're better than they were. What other reason do you have?
So I guess if that is the case, and the first sign of them reading their own press clippings is the game against Indianapolis, then
before Indy.
Well, the before Indy was Buffalo.
Yeah, they thought they were great. They beat them 9-4 with number one seed.
But my point is, like, so after that game, that was when you had 2 weeks. Man, hey, they had it wrong. You know, it's almost like, how you like me now? I'm beating my chest. You guys had it wrong. They're crowing a little bit. Like, you guys thought we were this. You thought we were that. You know, and then all the issues and the mental errors that they had really popped up against Indy. Mm-hmm. That's when Mac Jones was making stupid mistakes. That's when, you know, you're getting another punt block.
See, I think that Buffalo game was the damaging game.
The second one.
Because I think that, you know, you came out of the bye and you had one stinker. And, you know, maybe you weren't ready to go. It's a bad week of practice, feeling sorry for themselves, whatever you want to call it. The intensity wasn't there. And I think they thought they were so good they could just flip the switch and get back to being this 9-4 team against Buffalo. And they went out and had another stinker. And I think this is like a soft team. I think it was like damaging. I think they then realized that, wow, oh my God, what's going on? We're that same crappy team that we were at the beginning of the year. And maybe they beat an awful Jacksonville team that had COVID issues. And said, okay, we're back. And they went out and played the same way against Miami and realized that that's exactly who they are, like we said going at the end of the season. See, this is who this team is. And I think going into Buffalo, yeah, I think there was a lot of guys that were just ready to call it quits because that team quit.
They absolutely quit I would on Saturday say night. That if you want to find the exact moment where their soul was removed from their body, like, so yesterday we tried to say, okay, when did you know it was over? Okay, then you tell me, when did you know that they had nothing in them and whatever life they had was snatched out of them, you know, by the hands of the Bills? I mean, I could say the very first series on offense when Mac throws another pick, and this was a stupid decision. And to me, that was a very, you know, dangerous sign of the way of how careless he was. And we did it. We did a whole deep dive.
The first interception? No.
I could say, like, you know, in baseball, you sit there and say the ball doesn't carry in the winter. Or sorry, in the spring, right? It doesn't. And then August, all those balls that are dropping in front of the wall, next thing you know, they're in the second row.
Right.
To me, I could say the same thing about that pass that he threw to Nelson Aguilar. Okay, the ball just kind of died. You know, it's -4 degrees. The ball ain't going as far as it usually does. Now, maybe that's a learning lesson for him. One, I thought he threw it flat and short. Two, I felt like he threw it inside and not outside. It's a fade route. Okay, it's a go route. Okay, there's a safety. He's not biting on the other side. He's chasing, right? You got to throw it away from him. That's why the receiver gave himself 4 yards of cushion. So I do feel like in those situations, Lou, you don't go into it, oh, woe is me. We lost 33-21 last time, and we just don't have it. Like, it's a rubber match. It's a trilogy.
All right, so everything kind of changed in that bye week, and this will be like the unknown again. Like, this
how
will be
things take a turn.
Ooh, look at that.
It is
Dino.
It is
look
very. This does feel like Malcolm Butler.
No, it does. Like this, that why didn't loss, he pay? That loss, and what happened after the bye. Like that's when I think of the 2021 Patriots, it'll always be the same question: what happened during the bye? Well, Jacoby Myers, 9 G's himself, talked yesterday to the media on a Zoom, and he actually talked about that bye week. Somebody asked him, "What happened?"
I feel like our intensity going into the bye was great, and I don't feel like it dropped off. But that's the problem; it didn't build up either. You know what I mean? So I feel like we still tried to ride the wave as far as what we were doing when we got to that number one spot, and we needed to build on that, and we just didn't do it.
In other words, intensity did drop off. Is that, you know, I don't think it dropped off. It just didn't kind of keep going. Like, okay, then it stayed the same. It dropped off. I thought it was interesting he brought up the fact that they were 9-4. You know what I mean? First place. You know, number one seed. Like, that got in their dome. They started reading their clippings.
So this
they
is so
working.
So this is like a young team,
yes,
that just doesn't know how to handle success.
This is
is that all it is?
I'm just saying this is a young.
That team is not young.
No, it's not. But as far as in that building, Patriot wise, young, and they got
they
enough
have
veterans to make
players.
Sure maybe that didn't happen. But I just think for the most part, I think that's your that's
well,
the only thing you could
know
think
what?
Of.
If that is the case,
I thought they were great.
So I don't know whoever your captains are. Your captain's David Andrews, defense. Who are the captains? I don't even know who the captains are. On offense, it's David Andrews. Obviously, it used to be James White. He was gone. I would say, then, who are you pointing the finger at then? Because it's somebody's to blame, right? If you're telling me this team forgot how to win and just was just going to, hey, we'll just roll all helmets out there. We'll do it because we can. I'm not buying it. You don't go into that, into those games thinking that you can lose. There's more evidence that you can win than you can lose. Go, just look at the film. Look what you did the first game. Look what you did the second game. You guys didn't have your best game, and you were still in it. The score was 33-21, but it wasn't that big of a difference. You were in that game until the end, okay? But they end up getting at those 13 points in the fourth quarter. Come on, we're not going to accept this, right? Like, I need you to co-sign on this, that you shouldn't allow them to make this excuse. I don't know. We just weren't into it. Like, we were reading.
Here's the thing. That's not an excuse. They're not talking about reading their clippings. They're not talking
you're
about.
They're not meant. They're but not, why aren't not, you mentally prepared?
I'm saying after that bye week, they're not talking about it. I'm just saying. I think that's what happened. They're just like every Patriot fan that sat there and said, "We just destroyed the number one seed in the AFC, the Tennessee Titans. We just beat them up, blew the doors out, and then we went up there in Buffalo and we beat them 14-10. We embarrassed them. We took their soul because we ran it right through them. Meanwhile, you're sitting there saying, the players in the team realize that. You didn't really play the Titans, you know, who missed all their weapons and all their linebackers?
The Titans.
And does this team realize that the only reason why you beat Buffalo was because of the wind? I think that's obvious now, right?
Mother Nature.
The only reason why you stopped Josh Allen in the only game you beat that team in the last 2 years is because of the wind. I don't think they do. I think they're like most Patriot fans who just thought they were just a juggernaut at that point. And they just, you know, this was a team that wasn't very talented, who needed to practice every single week with that same intensity, that 2-4 mentality, that we're not that good, we're not that good, we got to get better. I think they felt like they had arrived, and they got their teeth kicked in the rest of the year, except for one win over the Jacksonville Jaguars that they bullied because they're the worst team in football who was COVID-ridden. Like, it's really a joke. And I think that's like how you describe this team this year. Like, they went from this 2-4 team that you were proud of, the way they got out of it, to this cocky 9-4 team that thought they accomplished something.
Yeah, I just...
You're not buying any of that.
I'm not...
So what happened then? In your theory, they just collapsed?
I'm saying that
they just
physically, the Bills are better than
what
you.
What happened against the Colts, physically? And the Bills?
I would say...
Miami.
I would say, even with that, like, I would say you're always going to have a couple stinkers. Like, regardless, it's bound to catch up with you. You're going to have a stinker. You hope it's against a team that is just undisciplined in that way, like, you're not really, you know, penalized. You're not hurt by it because they're so stupid that you can screw up multiple times and they don't take advantage of it. That's usually the case with the Patriots. So when I look at the Colts game coming off the bye, like, I think your quarterback screwed you, put you in a bad situation.
Special teams.
And I would say special teams
14-0.
Again. And it's been that way. I would say I would criticize them for being stupid than I would not mentally being ready.
I'm just saying, by the time your quarterback screwed you, right? A red zone pick, end of the halftime, and a pick coming out of the third quarter. You were already screwed. You didn't show up to play. You're already down 17-0 at that point.
And again, that happens too.
By the time your quarterback so-called screwed you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know, but why does it have to be that?
You weren't ready.
You're just, the simple thing is, did you benefit from a favorable, did you benefit from timing? Because I wouldn't call it a schedule.
Absolutely.
Timing. You benefited from timing. And I would say
100%.
And even with that, and I still go back to even the entire year, you were in every single game, regardless of what was going on, who was playing, what the situation was. Every single game, you were in every single. This is the only game you were not in. Right? Okay,
I would agree.
All right. So I would say.
So that's what we're trying to figure out.
It's more about giving the Buffalo Bills credit for figuring out who they were.
I will give the Bills credit.
That's who it is.
I will give the Bills credit.
That they.
But they're not that much better than them.
But it doesn't mean that the Patriots didn't want it. Maybe it means that, one, the Bills were more talented. Okay, they got maybe they're better coached, and maybe they did want it a little bit more. They felt like they had a lot more riding than you did, so they wanted to remove all doubt, and they took it to you right away. Mm. And oh, by the way, you can't tackle Josh Allen.
All right, how do you explain it? How do you explain it, Patriots fans? 617-779-7937 Saturday night, or the bye? What happened at this team? Let's go to Jillian, who's in Chelmsford. Jillian, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that. I feel like something definitely went down in the bye, but I don't think we've targeted. I don't think any of the things that you're saying were enough. I don't feel like they got ahead of themselves. It didn't sound like that in the interviews. I sometimes wonder if there was a conflict that went on, because it just seemed like they were playing really well as a team, and then they weren't. And they were super, like just hitting all cylinders, kind of in that mojo where teams just are flowing and they're working well together, and then it just seemed like they weren't anymore. And I don't think we know the answer of why that happened, but something happened.
Well, maybe they're just living on borrowed time.
And I'm just saying, this is what happens when you see a turnaround like you did, like you see a game on Saturday. You see, you know, like, where do your minds go? You know, and this is when you're going to start hearing, oh, well, during the bye week, you know, Steve Belichick, you know, it's like the Malcolm Butler thing all over again. Got into a fight with Judon, and that's why he didn't play well the rest of the year. I mean, just stuff, like just crazy stories. When things go that are unexpected, just sort of like, you know, kind of like the Celtics. We're talking about like Tatum and Brown getting all pissed off about everybody talking about them and breaking them up. And it's like, they're only doing that because what we're seeing doesn't make sense. These two good players can't win ball games. This team sucks, you know, and it's like, that's why these theories are coming out. That's why the Malcolm Butler crazy theories came out. And there will be more about this one, the bye week. What happened in the week leading up to the Bills game? Like, what the hell happened? Let's go to Eddie in the car. Eddie, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's up?
You know, they said we thought it was an aberration when the Patriots went up there and they beat Buffalo and Buffalo, and then Buffalo comes to New England. The Patriots don't stop them on. Every single time they had the ball, they could not stop them. So we thought that was an aberration. And then we go up to Buffalo, and we can't stop them. And they scored seven touchdowns. Listen, this is the defense. It's got to be depressing to be an offensive player out there knowing that no matter what your team does offensively, the defense can't stop Buffalo. So the defense is, you know, we were all fooled. We were all told that defense is what this team was all about. My God almighty, the defense is what absolutely killed this team on Sunday. The absolute worst performance ever defensively.
Agreed.
And what are they going to do with the defensive coach? My God, if Bill's going to hold people accountable, how about holding your kid accountable?
Tough. Kind of awkward, ain't it, Eddie?
That's obvious.
Yeah, it's extremely awkward.
Yeah, kind of weird. Thanks for the call. No, you're right. Defensively, there's no question the defense shut him down. Let him down, I should say.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.